on the town.
都市猎影。
From BBC Learning English. Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听都市略影，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Alice.
And this week, Alice, you've been out at a food festival.
Yes, I have. Over the last 2 weeks, St Pancras International Train Station in London has been hosting the British Food Fortnight.
伦敦的圣潘克拉斯火车站里面正在举办一个为期两周的英国食品节。 Hosting, 举办。 I take it that is 2 weeks filled with food?
Yes. The event is part of a national British food festival and featured a range of traditional British dishes served at restaurants and food stalls. So I went down to the station to find out more. First, I spoke to Sam Kidby, who helped organise the event.
请听下面这段话，注意听单词 extravaganza, 盛世。还有看你能否听得出来在今年的英国食品节上都有哪些 masterclasses, 鉴赏品尝大师班。
So for the next couple of weeks, we're going to have sort of a whole sort of extravaganza of different types of foodie fortnight kind of activities. We're going to have sort of oyster and champagne masterclasses, charcuterie masterclassesbasically all the retailers here and sort of doing masterclasses in the middle of the station, in the middle of rush hour.
这次英国食品节可算得上是与美食有关活动的 extravaganza, 盛世。
He said there were going to be oyster, champagne and charcuterie masterclasses.
Oyster, 牡蛎, champagne, 香槟还有 charcuterie, 熟食的 masterclasses, 大师班。这些大师班会给大家介绍如何烹饪、鉴赏和享用美食与好酒。
And all of these masterclasses are held in the middle of the station, throughout the day and at rush hour.
Rush hour, 上班人流高峰期。So people can just watch a masterclass or pick up some food on the way to the train?
Yes. Actually, some people just come down to the station for the food and don't get on a train. Here's Sam Kidby again.
在听下面这段话中，注意听单词 entice, 诱惑，还有短语 passing through, 通过，经过。
As a station, we've got 25% of the people who come to the stationaren't coming to get on a train, they're coming just to have a look at the station, go to one of our restaurants, and this was something we thought, you know, entice more people down andalso make them enjoy it and have a nice time while they're passing through the station.
Sam 说这个活动会 entice, 诱惑更多的人来车站里面看看，而且还可以给通过车站里面的每一个人享受美食的机会。咱们再来听一次。
And this was something we thought, you know, entice more people down andalso make them enjoy it and have a nice time while they're passing through the station.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
So this festival was about British food, but can you guess what was found to be British people's favourite dish?
Maybe something traditional, like a Sunday dinner?
No, this year was pizza. So what's your favourite food, Feifei?
Well, it has to be Chinese food. What about you, Alice?
Oh, in terms of Chinese food, I love mapo tofu.
Oh, it's really nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's delicious. But in fact, there were lots of other dishes people talked about at the event. Here's some people who told me what their favourite food is.
我们一起来听听参加这次英国食品节的人们最喜欢的食品都有哪些。
Probably have to go for roast beef and Yorkshire puddings, I suppose.
I love seafood. I'm more of a sushi fan. It's because it's always fresh, get lots of different flavours and so forth.
I'd probably have to say something like fish pie, quite classic British dishes.
We're Indonesian, so we love Indonesian food, of course. But in particular, I love Chinese food.
I'm glad to hear the last speaker said they love Chinese food.
Yes. Other favourite dishes were sushi and some traditional British dishes, fish pie, roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
What is Yorkshire pudding?
Yorkshire pudding's not sweet like other puddings in Britain. It's made out of batter, a mix of milk, flour and egg, and is usually served as part of a traditional Sunday dinner.
Yorkshire pudding. 约克郡布丁是由面糊做成的圆形布丁，通常和传统英式周日烧烤一起食用。
Well, all this talk of food is making me hungry.But before we go, let's recap on some of the vocabulary we've learnt today.
今年的食品节被形容为食品活动的 extravaganza, 盛世。 参加组织这次活动的 Sam 说，食品节可以 entice 诱惑过往 passing through 车站的人们停下脚步品尝美食。还能记住今年食品节上都有哪些鉴赏品尝大师班吗？ Oyster 牡蛎， Champagne 香槟，还有 Charcuterie 熟食。 Masterclasses 大师班是今年食品节的一个亮点，大家不但有机会学习如何鉴赏这些食品，还有机会看到大师的 demonstrations 厨艺展示，当然也少不了品尝 tastings 这些美食。
I hope you've enjoyed hearing about the British Food Fortnight, and there are a lot more on the town programs on our website. That's www.bbcukchina.com. Bye
bye.